This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
Radio 1.
Okay, just gone 25 with Scott Mills. Time for one of our random acts of kindness. Hello, Trevor.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Now, I got your email.
Yeah.
You know somebody who really, really deserves a random act of kindness, don't you?
Well, I think so, yeah.
Who is it?
It's, Ellie. My cousin's baby, yeah.
Okay. So, Ellie is your niece?
Yeah, she's my niece, yeah.
Okay. Tell me a bit about Ellie.
She's five. She, diagnosed, July last year with, a Wilms tumour. She's basically, a tumour on the kidney. And she underwent, treatment, always with a smile on her face. The hair fell out, you know, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, 8 hours a day sometimes. But again, always with a smile on her face, never complained once, never said, why me, anything like that at all. And, a mum and dad and two sisters and all the family really was going through it with her, and she's always, always smiling.
And she's only 5 years old?
Only five, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to deal with, whatever age you are, isn't it? But when, yeah, when you're five.
When you're five, you know, and her mum has been brilliant with her. My mum's told her everything that was going on right from the start, so, you know, there was no surprises around the corner. She took it all on board. Right. She's one of the bravest people I know, you know, in the world, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I suppose there's lots of other people out there going through the same thing, but when it happens to somebody in your family, like, you know what I mean, it's really heart-wrenching.
And her parents must be devastated as well.
Devastated, yeah. You know, I don't know what to say. I mean, they've been really brave. Emma's been especially brave, having to deal with that of your own daughter and tell her everything that's going on as well. And Ellie's never complained. She's always, you know, smiles, laughs. Still, she's still a happy 5 year old, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's, I don't know. She's just everything that, you know, she's like a little princess. You know what I mean? She's never complains, always happy, always gives you loads of cuddles. She's great with other children as well, other adults. She's just brilliant.
Yeah. And obviously you want her to have as good a time as she possibly can.
Definitely. Yeah. Anything for the little girl, you know what I mean?
Now, you said on your email, Trevor, that she's a big fan of a certain group, isn't she?
Yeah, she is, yeah. We tried to get tickets for them, but for love and the money, we just couldn't get any tickets for the Birmingham concerts.
What? Who are the band?
Westlife.
Right. And why does she like Westlife so much?
She just really does like them. She loves the music. I think she might be, you know, quietly in love with all four of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I just wanted to do that one thing for her, but we couldn't. So I emailed you to, you know, I wasn't asking for anything. I wasn't going to buy the tickets off you, but we couldn't get them for love in the moment, so.
Right, well, Trevor.
Yeah?
I think there's something we might be able to do here.
No, yeah.
I'll reveal all in a minute, alright?
Okay, mate, lovely.
Radio 1.
Alright, Scott, nearly 10 to 5. So, we were speaking to Trevor. Hi, Trevor.
Hi, Scott, how you doing?
Very good, thank you. And Trevor knows somebody who really deserves a random act of kindness, don't you?
Yes, I do, mate, yeah.
Okay, and that person is Ellie, right?
Yes.
Now, Ellie is Trevor's 5-year-old niece. Tell us what's been happening, Trevor.
She was diagnosed with, a Wilms tumour on her kidneys, which is a cancer of the kidneys, back in July. She's been undergoing chemo and radiotherapy now for almost 8 months, 9 months. She's gone through everything with a big smile on her face, bubbly, bouncy, really, really brave. I couldn't think of anybody else that can deserve to act of kindness. She's just lovely. She's a little princess. Never so brave as well, and all the family surrounding her as well.
It sounds like she's been through so much, really.
She really has, mate, yeah.
And definitely sounds like somebody who deserves something good to happen in her life.
Hopefully, mate, yeah, hopefully, yeah.
Now, Ellie loves a certain group, doesn't she, Trevor?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Who's that?
Westlife.
Trevor?
Yeah.
I'd like you to meet Kian from Westlife.
Hello, Trevor, how you doing, mate?
Sorry, Kian, how are you? Alright.
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Now, Kian, you heard all about Ellie, didn't you?
I did, yeah. It's a very sad story. I think, you know, for someone of that age, she certainly sounds like a very little girl and certainly deserves more than one act of kindness, I think.
Now, do you think there's something we can do here?
Yeah, there's definitely something we can do.
Okay, right, we should give Ellie a call. Where's Ellie now, Trevor?
She should be at home with her mum.
All right, I'm going to call her up right now.
Good man.
Surprise her.
Hello?
Hello, is Ellie there, please?
Ellie, yeah, hang on a minute. Ellie?
Hello.
Hello, is that Ellie?
Who is it?
Hi Ellie, this is Kian here from Westlife. Ellie?
She won't speak now, she's gone sure.
It's Kian here from Westlife.
Oh, listen a minute.
Ellie, no!
Just listen,
Ellie.
She's gone all shy.
Is this Ellie's mum I'm speaking to?
It is, yeah.
Has she gone a bit shy?
Yeah, she has.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1. And I've got somebody from her favourite band on the phone. Say hello, person from favourite band.
Hi, how you doing? It's Kian here from Westlife. She's being shy, is she?
Yeah.
Well, basically, we were talking to Scott, and what we'd like to do is to invite yourself and Ellie and your family down to see one of the concerts, and she can come backstage and meet all the boys and hopefully enjoy one of the Westlife concerts this summer.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
Trevor sent me an email saying what a special little girl Ellie really is. And he said that she's not been well and that she's very brave and deserves something really good to happen. So I gave Kian a call, and hopefully that's going to make Ellie smile.
Yeah.
Are you right?
Yeah.
So is that a nice surprise?
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
How is Ellie at the moment? She's still being a bit shy.
Yeah, as I said, don't you want to say? She said no.
She's probably a bit scared, I guess.
She's just been through a lot, that's all. And
yeah.
Just, everything seems to be catching up with her now. And it's,
yeah.
But she'll be all right.
So we're going to send you and Ellie to come and meet Westlife at one of the shows. How's that?
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Now, listen, I think maybe you should thank Trevor, because he's the one that got in touch with us here and sorted this all out. And he's on the phone now. Hi, Trevor.
Hi.
All right, Trevor.
How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
We love you loads, Bab, and I'll be sore for you.
I love you too. Love you too.
So, Trevor, we sorted it out for you. Is that all right?
Absolutely brilliant, mate. There's just got to prove that there are good people left in this world, mate, and you're one of them.
All right, listen, Kian, thank you so much for that.
Hey, listen, not a problem, and, you know, hopefully we can bring Ellie down and make her feel really special, and we'll give her all the best treatment we possibly can.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kian.
Cheers, Trevor, no problem, mate.